Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.
Can't touch this. Touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My
music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me with a mind to rhyme and do like this. It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is a beat up you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this.
Welcome, everybody. Yes, that was MC Hammer. 31 years ago today, 1990, MC Hammer opened up a stretch where his album was number one for 21 weeks in a row in the United States. That is incredible. And anybody that was around back in the day could remember how big he was. A huge Atlanta Falcons fan, as I recall. And in fact, in the 1991 NFC playoffs, the Falcons played the Washington Redskins. The Redskins were really good. That's at the height of the Joe Gibbs era. They went 14-2 that season. And they opened up the broadcast on CBS with MC Hammer, and they showed Deion Sanders, you know, jumping around and showboat in prime time. And I mean, he was an electrifying return man, to say the least, and a heck of a corner as well. And then they went from that and contrasted into Where the Streets Had No Names and showed sort of the tradition of the then Washington Redskins. It was quite the thing. Very quickly into Oilers Now, we'll have a little bit of fun with you. Can you recall which Canadian-born quarterback led the Redskins that year to a Super Bowl championship, a 14-2 record? They beat the Falcons in that 91 playoff game. I think it was a 24-7 final. But the QB for the Washington Football Club was from our province, which will give you a bit of a hint. This is Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer with you. Love to have a little bit of fun, take you down a trip down memory lane. Some would say we do that too often, but the reality is, on the Edmonton Oilers front right now, it is the calm before the proverbial storm. The Oilers will have some pro meetings taking place here over the course of the next 10 days. They've got their expansion draft list that needs to be in July 17th. July 21st, Seattle makes the call on the Seattle expansion draft. July 23rd and 24th, we've got the NHL draft round one on the 23rd, which can be heard here live on 630 CHED. Rounds 2 through 7. We'll have cut-ins throughout the course of that as well on July 24th. And then free agency gets rolling July 28th. And this does need to be the summer of Ken Holland. He didn't have a lot of cap space to work with over the course of the last couple of years. He's got some cap space to work with this summer, of course. Might have a little less by then, depending upon what happens with Adam Larson, who we are at like 90 to 95% sure he's going to sign a most likely a 4-year contract extension to stay in Edmonton, probably in the range of around 3.75 to maybe 4.15 million bucks per year, depending upon maybe a little bit on the term. Ryan Nugent Hopkins, which we've got kind of at about 50-50 right now. Mike Smith, does he get re-signed at some stage? We'll all have to wait and see. Now, we will tell you, coming up on today's edition of Oilers Now, which is brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex Buyer Lease, your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Our regular Wednesday contributors to the show for Mattress Superstore, Brian Lawton at 1235, 105 today from the Cult of Hockey, David Staples, and our NHL insider, John Shannon at 135. And at 1:45, Stuart Skinner. the Oilers developmental goaltender. Had a real strong season this year in the American Hockey League, and as I think of the expansion draft, it's entirely feasible that Stuart Skinner becomes the goaltender that Edmonton goes with. And for the record, I believe Edmonton's going to go down the path of a 7-3-1 protection list. I could see Skinner being the goaltender. Darnell Nurse, who today was not named a finalist for the Norris Trophy despite an outstanding season that saw him second in goals by defense, first in even strength goals. He finished first in even strength time on ice amongst all players, playing 12, 18, 25 this season. Overall time on ice, fourth in the league. Obviously, the three defensemen that finished ahead of him played on the power play. And Nurse was fifth amongst defensemen at plus 27. He had a terrific campaign this year for Edmonton. But we know Darnell Nurse is going to get protected if Adam Larson gets done before July 17th, and I do expect that to be the case. Obviously, Larson's going to get protected, and my assumption is that Ethan Bear would be protected as well. Edmonton does not have to protect Evan Bouchard, who's going to slot in next year on the team, and nor do they have to protect Philip Broberg. And that would leave the likes of a William Lagesson potentially, Caleb Jones and Chris Russell exposed for the upcoming expansion draft. Skinner, I could see getting protected as the goaltender, which would mean that Mikko Koskinen would be available at the expansion draft. And then it's going to be the seven forwards. McDavid, Draisaitl, Puljujärvi, Yamamoto. Assuming Nugent Hopkins gets done, that would be five. Some of you would say don't protect Zach Cassian. Others of you would say, you know what, you need that physicality in your lineup, and I think Josh Archibald is going to get protected as well. So it may come down, you know, we'll see. I mean, do they contemplate protecting Tyler Benson? They better be sure that he can step in and play next year if that's the case. And I think he's, at some point, you got to see what the guy can do here. So we're going to have lots to talk about, but it is right now the calm before the storm. As I mentioned, a lot to get to on today's edition of Oilers Now, including a pretty interesting comment. I wouldn't call it the most self-introspective comment from a prominent player of the National Hockey League today. We'll get to that momentarily. We will tell you the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline is 780-496-0063. The patio, open daily for all ages at the River Cree from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. You can watch the game on the biggest screen in the city while enjoying daily drink specials with upscale casual menu. It has a mouthwatering $19.99 steak and prawn deal. The River Cree Resort Casino, excitement, bet on it. Phase 2, which means casinos would reopen based upon a permittable amount of space, and I don't know what the occupancy is on that, those sort of things, but expected to be reopened for Thursday. As we continue to climb, the deal was we had to be over 60% on a single-shot vaccination for 10 days and have under 500 people in the hospitals right now. I think we're around mid-300s as we speak. By the way, 67% of the province currently has got a single dose. 15.1% of the province is now fully, 15.1% of the 12-plus percentage of the population is fully vaccinated. And there have been 3,123,000 vaccinations that have gone out so far in the province of Alberta. And Canada is closing in on Israel for, not in terms, I mean, Canada's got a lot of work to do before it catches Israel in terms of full vaccinations, but in terms of actual single-shot vaccinations, Canada might surpass Israel here in the next couple days, which would be a considerable accomplishment given where Israel started from. So we'll continue to monitor that because it's part of the storyline. We've got the Edmonton Elks hopefully starting their season in August. I know Morley and Dave and Blake Dermott and Brendan Escott, who works those Eskimo games, those guys are all chomping at the bit. Let's get playing here. Let's get some normalcy going here. I'd love to see a successful year for the Edmonton Elks this year as they rebrand their product. And then, you know, lo and behold, we'll be rolling in, might be a little about a week later for NHL training camp, maybe around the 21st, 22nd, around that time for the start of the main camp, of course. We'll have to wait and see whether or not teams will indeed do rookie camps as well. You can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Update those old floors with our engineered hardwood for only $2.99 a square foot. Head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more. We're on Twitter, at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob underscore Stauffer, and tweet Brendan Escott, who's a big part of the show. He's back at the 630 Chad Studios, at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. Now, Brendan, was MC Hammer a little bit before your time?
Yeah, that song popped like 4 years before I was on Earth.
There we go. Yeah, it was, a snap. I Got the Power. I love that. So that's a great song. And MC Hammer. And maybe it was because, the Falcons were, I remember when they had Brian Jordan, who, like Dion, played baseball and played football. They were an interesting team. They were a bigger, and the Redskins, which are now, have they even renamed the team officially? Or are they still the Washington Football Club? Have they actually ever come up with a team nickname for them? I don't even know. Somebody can help me out here. Text me on our Ashley Fine Floor. I don't believe they have. They were sort of, they're a big deal in Washington. Like when you go to Washington, that is, it's football country. And of course they were, they weren't ever really a dynasty, but they were a team that would sort of, poke up a couple times, certainly during the Joe Gibbs era, and find ways to win. And obviously they've hit a bit of a drop-off last year, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm maybe not quite as into it as I was in the late 80s, early 90s, but their defense was still pretty, like I still watch, three or four NFL games every weekend if I can. Their defense was pretty good. Like, they've got a lot of talent. Their problem was in terms of some of the limitations they had offensively. But they were old-school football. They were a team that could run the football. They could pound the rock. Did anybody come up with who the quarterback was, by the way, for them in the 1991 Super Bowl run for the Redskins? It's from the province of Alberta. You can text us again, 780-496-0063. I'll hop into the Ashley Fine Floors text line here shortly. But just before I do, all right. We gotta get to this. It was, wow. You always want to be kind of self-aware. And our top story today for Legacy Heating and Cooling, get your AC today with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Mark Scheifele, the Winnipeg Jets, held an end-of-the-year Zoom interview request with some of their top players. It was interesting because Pierre-Luc Dubois took a lot of personal accountability for his poor performance and did not see him score a goal in the final 24 games. And he obviously needs to be better. And the Jets swept the Oilers in four straight. We all know the complexion of the Jets series against the Canadiens changed. DeMelo got hurt in the first shift. That took a top four D-man out of their lineup and a right shot, may I add. And then Scheifele, I would say, took himself out of the series. This next comment is coming up. I think you sense, if you hear him, maybe Mark Scheifele doesn't quite feel the same way.
Obviously, I had, my chance to speak, my piece. In the hearing, I don't know how much was actually absorbed by them. It's a hard one. I think at the end of the day, you regret the outcome of it. I said that over and over. You never want to see a guy hurt, and I'm a guy that, that respects this game and respects players. And, I never want to see a guy hurt no matter what it is. But at the end of the day, I was trying to negate a goal. I'm coming back on the back check to prevent a goal and go back the other way. I've played 6-on-5 my entire life. I'm out there to score goals. I'm not out there to hit guys. I'm out there to try to prevent a goal and try to win the game. So I would have loved, an answer from them of what would have been a better thing to do. Cause I've replayed the thing over and over in my mind. And the only real thing is if I gave up on my teammates, on that play and just didn't back check. So, it's over and done with. I'm not going to continue to cry over it, but, It's the decision they made. I still believe it was excessive. I still believe it wasn't, they knocked me out of the series. I don't even get a chance to play with my teammates and battle with my teammates in the series. For a guy with a clean record. So, I'm just going to stop talking before I get fined or something like that. So, I'll just leave it as it is.
Mark Scheifele is a really good player. There's no question. They knocked me out of the series. That's what he said. They knocked me out of the series. I respectfully disagree, Mark. I think you knocked yourself out of the series. The reality is you elected to make a predatorial hit on Jake Evans. And, hey, 30 years ago that hit would have been fine. It would have been a different game. And for you old school guys, you can say Evans should have had his head up and knew that the possibility existed that Scheifele was going to fill him in. And I would respond to that by saying if that was Josh Anderson on the wraparound, I don't think Mark Scheifele's taking that hit because he might have to count for Josh Anderson, who I've seen Mark Scheifele fight. I've seen Josh Anderson fight. My money would be on Josh Anderson in a big way. They knocked me out of the series. Okay. Some people might say you want to take a little bit more personal accountability. That would be my perspective. I'd like to know what you think. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. We asked for who was the starting quarterback for the Redskins when they went up 14-2 that season, knocked off Atlanta, who were big fans of MC Hammer back in the day. And it took Mark all of 1 minute. He got in at 12:09 today with Mark Rippon. Or sorry, Randy. Randy had Mark Rippon. So did Oil City Dynasty, as well as Brandon from Windsor, all within the first four or five. You know what? We got smart listeners to the show. They know sports. There's no question about it. Mark in St. Albert says, hey, Bob, no more MC Hammer, okay? I know you probably had pants like him and did the same dance when clubbing at the Goose. No, I didn't often, I wasn't a guy that could pull off that look successfully. And, I preferred drinking than dancing myself. Just not, of course, while I was driving, but, yeah, I was not a guy who could make that sort of thing happen. You can text us at 780-496-0063. You know what? We got like hundreds of, people that have chimed in here, on some different things here. There you go. Here we go. Bob, I think, what was he saying about Drysdale? He's saying that Scheifele should have had a two-game suspension, that he's got a clean record, and that he would have been crying for Leon if it had been out four games instead of two on that hit. It's a pretty hard play. And you know what? There is a certain... I'm interested in what people think. What do you think, Brendan? Was it a little over the top when he sat there and said, they took me out of the series? They took me out of the series?
Yeah, of course. I'm a big believer in accountability, and that he demonstrated very little of that. And if I'm Jake Evans, like you're saying, if I'm Montreal, he's not showing either of those parties 1 ounce of respect. He sounds like a petulant kid in that postseason presser. So we'll see how it gets dealt with moving forward.
I mean, did you see Paul Byron earlier this year got a 3-game suspension and said, I'm not that type of player, but I take full accountability for what happened and for the collateral damage that occurred on the ice. IMAC has texted the show to say, isn't this exactly the same as the choice in the play? He's in the heat of the moment, and he made a bad choice, first with a hit and now with the comment. That one comes to us from IMAC. Ken says, Bob, wow, talk about no ice insight and taking no personal responsibility or accountability. Doesn't know how much they absorbed in the hearing. Is that what he said? Is he saying the NHL are crooked and stupid? That one comes to us from Ken. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, why wasn't Darnell Nurse included as a Norris finalist? Was it because the Oilers went out in the first round? I don't get it. Well, I'm under the impression the ballots were done before the playoffs had started, for what it's worth. I could be pretty sure that's the case. Lancer the Rancher says, Bob, I think it was a clean hit. No head contact, no elbow, not late. Feet stayed on the ground. He stopped skating 10 feet away, got suspended for hitting a guy too hard. Evans put himself in the position to take a hit, to make a play. Didn't work out. One or two games from Lancer the Rancher. There we go. Hey, Bob, Department of Player Safety did not knock Scheifele out of the series. Scheifele knocked Evans out of the series, and he paid the price. So there's a range of some.
It's only a kick. A jump. a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The Texters. It's 12:25 at Edmonton. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. When we come back, we'll get to NHL today for Elite Promotional Marketing. It is 12:27 in Edmonton. Let's get to NHL today for Elite Promotional Marketing. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. Elite Promo Marketing, company branded, PPE available, including logoed masks, all created in-house. Visit ElitePromoMarketing.com. Drew Schammerhorn and his staff, Edmonton owned and operated. Here's Brendan.
Okay, Tampa knocked off Carolina on the road to win that series 4-1 last night. They await the winner now of the Islanders-Bruins series. Could wrap up tonight as the home side carries a 3-2 lead back into Nassau Coliseum. Vegas got the overtime winner from Mark Stone last night on the road, taking a 3-2 series lead against Colorado. Montreal awaits that winner, and as we've discussed this morning, or this afternoon, I guess, Darnell Nurse missed out as a Norris Trophy finalist this year. Instead, Adam Fox of the Rangers, Colorado's Cale Makar, and reigning Stanley Cup champion Victor Hedman are the finalists for the league's top defenseman award.
Yeah, those guys are all terrific choices. There's no question about that. I mean, Makar, wow. How good is he? And what about Colorado? I know I put a poll question out, and your predecessor there, Mr. Escott, Brendan Ulrich, the other Brendan, decided to have a little bit of fun at my expense. But the poll question today had to do with bigger series surprise, the Islanders up 3-2 on Boston or Vegas up 3-2 in Colorado, or give me Oilers news. And most of you have chosen give me Oilers news, but we're up around 1,500 votes, so you can hop aboard at Bob_Stauffer and fire away on that front. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell when we return from the NHL Network for Mattress Superstore, Brian Lawton.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.